area, Palmer's Food Service. My favorite location, the Donuts Delight at Empire and Culver.
Donuts.
You can't screw up when you have donuts and pizza in the same location.
Not at all.
It's impossible. You can join us May 13th for UFC 211 out at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. That's a 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. It'll be hosted by us. As always, prizes and drink specials all night long. It's May 13th out at Salvatore's Saloon or Salvatore's at the Garage Door for UFC 211. Hey, interested in roller derby? Question mark. Fancy yourself as a skater? Question mark. The job of being an official? More up your alley? Question mark. Rock City Roller Derby needs you, parentheses, pointing like Uncle Sam, end parentheses. Contact them at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com and become one of us, comma, the few, the proud, Rock City Roller Derby. No period at the end of that sentence. Oh, so good.
That grammar was on point until the end, and I got really upset.
I appreciate good grammar. And, you know, Cash right there with that write-up, it's like a gymnast doing an awesome routine. And then they just totally botched the landing.
Yeah.
So I'll give them a 9.5 on that one.
Six.
In the studio today, making his long-awaited return. He took a breather after WrestleMania. It's the boy who grew up on the show, Danger Boy.
Yes. Yeah, 3 weeks away, and I can't say much has happened.
No.
Other than a few debuts and, you know, the shakeup that didn't really do too much of anything.
Has it really only been 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's only been 3 weeks since.
3 weeks ever.
Yeah, it's been a really long 3 weeks. That other voice in the studio, the Pain Clinic's new favorite guest.
Hello.
Favorite guest co-host.
Hi, I'm Eric Eminon.
Hi, Eric.
Hi.
So good.
Hello.
What a smiley face in here. And by the way, unlike Cash, Eric, mustache on point.
Absolutely. And the sideburns. I'm going for a 70s like buddy cop movie. Look.
There you go. You can pull it off.
A lot of people had beards now, so I'm like, what's different? Mustache.
It's hard to pull it off, right, Cash? So, we have, it's always weird introducing yourself, but I'm Dan, or DC as
DC
Rich
Deckel
likes to call me. But yeah, we got a lot of stuff on the slate today. It might not be our traditional things to talk about, because we are in that post-WrestleMania slump.
Yes.
Yes, we do have a pay-per-view tomorrow, which we will talk about. And on paper, some of the matches look really great.
As a whole, the build-up has been absolutely terrible.
The build-up has been atrocious. But we'll talk about that card in a bit. There's other things I really want to talk about right now. I'm sorry. I have to get to this right out of the gate. For those of you that have not seen it yet, the July pay-per-view was originally going to be Bad Blood.
Yes, which I was excited for because it's the return of Bad Blood.
Right, and it was going to be, I believe, in Connecticut.
Yep.
There has been a venue change.
Oh.
That pay-per-view will now be taking place in Dallas, I believe, and they have changed the name to quite arguably the most ridiculous name I have ever heard for a special event, pay-per-view, what have it, of all time.
And it's not WWE In Your House.
And it's not In Your House.
That would only make it better.
That would make it better.
That would make so much better.
The new name of the pay-per-view, let's talk about it, Great Balls of Fire.
Great Balls of Fire. There, I want New Day to host it for every reason.
Well, it's funny you mentioned New Day because this is going to be a Raw pay-per-view.
Yeah.
So New Day is now on SmackDown.
Don't even care.
One of the great follow-ups, though, is Big E going to Twitter and saying, my greatest regret of now being on the SmackDown roster is I cannot be at the first ever Great Balls of Fire pay-per-view.
Who's stopping you, Big E? I ain't.
You can go.
I'm not stopping
you.
Do
they have a live event for SmackDown that night, too?
Maybe. Danger, thoughts on Great Balls of Fire?
Did Vince just like open up his old record collection and like, hey, I've got this this 45 here. I think we should have a pay-per-view after it. I don't like people don't even get that reference anymore. It's so old.
They should take this pay-per-view name, throw it in the bad idea book. just put it up there.
What else is in that bucket?
In your house.
In your house.
See, nothing was really wrong with In Your House.
Beware of dog.
How about this? Definitely put Great Balls of Fire in the trash basket next to the Kennel from Hell match.
That was a great match.
Do you remember the pay-per-view stages that were based off of wrestlers at the time, like The Rock, the Brahma Bull stage?
Yeah.
The stuff like that. That's a bad idea book.
Okay.
Brad Maddox.
Puke.
Yeah, Puke goes in there.
Puke.
Coco Beware in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Oh, and we're back to Coco Beware.
There's a lot in the bad idea book, and I think the record shows.
I don't...
Heidenreich?
This is worse than like an indie event name.
It really is.
I've seen some really bad indie event names.
Oh, man.
Oh, please share. If you have one at the top of your head,
main event
please
spelled
share.
M-A-N-E.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's a reason behind it. It's just no one knows it.
Exit 42.
Well, I believe Braun Strowman also said it has something to do with his manlyhood. Which, I mean, take that for what it's worth.
Is he natural redhead?
Maybe.
Him and Rowan are actually brothers.
Oh, God. We do have
I didn't
caller.
Say much about his life expectancy.
We do have a caller that wants to talk. I hope this caller thinks it's just as ridiculous as we do. Jordan, how you doing?
Doing fantastic, guys. How about you?
Well, we're having some fun at WWE's expense. Yep. Are you in the same boat?
Well, I think the next pay-per-view name should be WWE presents Roman Teal Turn. ... Not.
Maybe that'll be the subtitle.
Yeah, I'm not against it.
Snickers presents Roman's balls.
Are they great and are they on fire?
I think so. At least to Vince, they are. I mean, I think Vince would know.
Well, you'd think if Vince came up with this name, it would have been like grapefruits or something.
Yeah, exactly. Who is in this marketing department that just creates this stuff? I mean, yeah, like you guys said, there might be a meaning behind it, but like, come on, WWE, this is awful.
It just clicked.
Terrible.
Roman, the big dog. What do they do to check how good thoroughbreds are? They cup for heat. Great balls of fire. It all makes sense now.
It's his yard, damn it.
How about you just get all the heat in the world? It's like a pay-per-view. Roman wins every single belt.
Mamma mia!
Mamma mia!
Wait, you guys ever seen that video of like Roman winning every single belt?
Oh yeah, he wins the women's belt. He wins cruiserweight. He wins the tag titles by himself. And he becomes Bill Goldberg's new son.
Yes.
Exactly. And might as well put it in Orlando where they booed the crap. I mean, that'd be pretty funny. I mean, to me at least. I mean, I honestly think that'd be pretty entertaining.
I mean, we are maybe missing an opportunity to have some fun with this. Maybe we could come up with some fantasy booking this hour for...
There better be an Inferno match.
For Great Balls of Fire. Well, there has to be some fire component.
Exactly. You could put, like, I don't know, Kane versus Strowman, see who has the bigger balls of fire. I don't know.
I don't want to see how they measure that.
Just so you know, if we don't have like an old school backlash swinging balls of fire for the entrance,
like backlash using the hooks.
Yeah, I want to just swinging
just
back
the whole
and
time.
Forth the whole time.
Jordan, thanks a lot for the call, man. Appreciate it.
All right, have a good one, guys.
You too.
Having fun.
We are loaded up. All right, we found our sweet spot in the first segment this morning. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, we are doing wonderful today.
You know, I was traveling for business during this pay-per-view, and it sticks in my head as the worst named ever. Tuesday in Texas.
Tuesday in Texas?
I mean, but wait, let me play devil's advocate. Did it take place in Texas?
It did, and it was a Tuesday, but it was not awful, except for Taker.
But at least it was
factual.
Factual, yes.
Okay, I'll give you factual. It sticks in my mind forever. I didn't like it. Hey, real quick, want to talk about SmackDown 2?
Let's do it.
Great show this week. I was not disappointed, but I was disappointed in the ending. I would have seen Charlotte Naomi clean finish either way. With Natalya coming in, by the way, she looks awful. I don't know what happened, and it just didn't look right. Charlotte's got the power to be super on either show, and I think it was a horrible ending.
Yeah, it's a shame that they brought Charlotte over, and they're going to face-turn her, because you can already tell, I mean, they have half the women are in this evil faction, and the other half aren't yet. So, of course, they're going to band together as the faces, and Charlotte's involved in that. So they're going to build around her. And she's smiling in her picture for the title, or the title match. So, it's a shame because she's a good heel, and I don't really want to see her be a face because there is no good heels for her to go against on that brand because Natalya's not going to cut it. Tamina has a personality of a grapefruit.
I would love to see her take on Carmella Ellsworth, and when I say that, just put Ellsworth away and never come back again.
Well, yeah. Yeah, we don't need to see Kip anymore.
Nope. All right, love you guys. Be good.
All right, Joe, thanks a lot for the call. We got Rashawn calling in this morning.
Hey, good morning, good morning. And before I get to my point, I got to get a shot in at Rich because he can't defend himself.
Oh, please
do. That beer is pronounced Stella Artois. I don't know what he said last week, but a Stella Artois. It's French.
Oh, God, did he butcher it last week when we weren't here to hear it?
Oh, yes. It was god-awful. But here's my point. My one point of the day is the fact that, you know, with the shakeup, I think it's going to morph as they get deals with smaller organizations like Ring of Honor that we all know that they've been shopping around, maybe New Japan, All Japan. They've been shopping around all these smaller organizations, and they're going to have basically the shakeup as we know it might become essentially they're just going to call it free agency and have a few weeks of free agency on air, and then you're going to draft from NXT and these other organizations as they get these cooperating agreements coming forward is what I foresee in the next year, 2 years, depending on how long it takes to get those agreements going.
So I don't hate that idea. I think that's, you know, it's something that's completely plausible. On top of that, you can also use it to more or less use somebody for a year and then weed them back out while still being able to pay them a contract and keep them exclusive to that company. You'll be able to kind of trade people around. Plus, you have a bigger talent pool. Now, I think that would affect the independent scene a little bit more just because of the fact that, you know, you're going to see it's going to be harder to get there. You know, it's going to be harder to get there because instead of having, you know, 40 to 50 people on a roster for the WWE, now you're looking at a couple hundred people that they're going to be able to pick from. So your odds of getting into that pool of a couple hundred people has now gone down. Even though it's multiple companies you're working with, it's still going to be under one umbrella parent company of the WWE. So although I would like to see it, I just don't know if it's plausible.
You're also going to see, if you do that, you will see your independence become more of the same thing everywhere as opposed to seeing a difference between each independent company. You'll see the WWE style in every single one. So,
yeah, and the biggest thing about what I think one of the things that we gotta, like, Vince has always wanted WWE to have a legitimate sports feel, and if you actually have a draft, like, where you're legitimately bringing in talent and not just back and forth, and then you have the free agency, it kind of brings him to that point where he could actually have that. And like I said, if you have talent exchange agreements and stuff like that, and then, you know, when you do the draft, hey, you never know who might pop up on your screen as long as you have that agreement. And plus, I mean, as far as the network goes, everybody goes to the network for a legitimate wrestling product, not necessarily all the storyline. So, you know, that way you can have Ring of Honor have a weekly episodic TV show on the network or New Japan or whatever. So that's all I got for you guys. Have a good one.
Rashawn, perfect timing with the music.
Yeah.
Good call. Good thoughts. We like it.
We're training him.
I also just gathered the list of the top 10 worst pay-per-view names in WWE history. So.
Oh. That, ladies and gentlemen, is what we call a tease for what's still to come.
And yes, that list is 10.
Ooh. Is it glorious?
10. 10.
All right. Danger Boy's here. Eric's here. DC, I am here. And we'll be back. More of your phone calls. If you want to get in, 222-1280, star 1280. Pain Clinic, back in just a few moments here on Fox Sports 1280.
Hey, Cooja Cooch, Soccer Sam here for Salvatore's Pizza, Rochester's number one pizzeria, Barilla Pasta Dinners, with sauce so good you wanna drink it. Capiche? Salvatore's.com.
Did you ever wonder where restaurants get those amazing tasting steaks? The answer is Palmer Food Service. When you go to the Palmer Direct to You store at the regional market, you get restaurant quality at wholesale prices. Now, you may not have the same talents as a chef in those great independent restaurants we all know and love, but you can start with the same great quality and value, steaks, seafood, and poultry. If you want to feed your family better for less every day, come to Palmer's, 900 Jefferson Road.
Great things are popping up all over downtown Rochester. Like Midtown Eats, popping up a different restaurant row the first Thursday of the month, beginning May 4th. Each week, some of Rochester's best chefs will serve lunch and dinner in one-day-only restaurants. To see who's cooking, head to MidtownEatsROC.com.
It's back, Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips, Salvatore's.com.
This afternoon, it's the Red Wings and Bats live from downtown Rochester. Wings pregame begins at 1:15 today on the one and only Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
10.
Well, we did promise you a list that is a perfect 10.
Oh, it was a perfect 10.
Oh,
what
Eric.
A great intro. That was awesome. That made my whole week right there.
You know, I appreciate someone behind the board that knows how to pronounce things correctly. Doesn't take selfies. Cash, we love you. We do.
We do.
We kid because we love. Oh, wait, hold on. He just took a selfie, so there's a strike against.
Oh,
so
we miss
close.
You, Cash.
Pain Clinic today and every day brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. You can join us out on May 13th for UFC 211. We're going to be at Salvatore's at the garage door. There's also Salvatore's Saloon. The garage door location, 149 East Ridge Road, that has a 10 p.m. start time, but get there early because it's always packed. Hosted by us, prizes and drink specials all night long. That's May 13th, Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the garage door for UFC 211. Before we get to Eric's dynamite worst pay-per-view names list, we do have another caller on the line. Jordan, good morning.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We are doing fantastic. Yourself?
I'm doing great. I watched Raw this past Monday night.
Sorry to hear that.
Just watched Raw Monday night, and, you know, Brock Lesnar, you know, he's the Universal Champion, and they build him up, and they have him beat Goldberg at WrestleMania. How do you not have him face anyone at Payback?
Well, and, I mean, I'm one of those people where I don't know if it's considered being a wrestling purist, but your top title should be defended at every event.
I remember when they used to have that 30-day, if you don't defend it, you lose it policy.
Well, and that's what I'm thinking. Like, every other person who doesn't defend it, they come up with this rule.
Yeah.
Now, here's my biggest problem. We've been making fun of WWE for this new pay-per-view, Great Balls of Fire.
Mm-hmm.
Part of their promo video for this event, they're saying that July 9th, this pay-per-view, all the way in July 9th, will be the first time Brock defends his title.
I think it's...
That's ridiculous.
I think the problem is, though, is that the WWE, obviously, with the fact that they're making all their titles very uniform and similar, you know, look at the Universal, WWE, the two women's titles, they all look the same because they want that UFC feel to it. At the same point in time, not every UFC title is defended every UFC pay-per-view. So, logically, the former UFC champion wouldn't defend his title every pay-per-view because, well, that's not who he is. And, you know, and I think that's character-wise, it makes sense. It's something where, you know, Paul Heyman makes sure his client doesn't lose his title and he gets the reign he deserves, you know? So it's something where if there was a story behind it, it could be made, you know, hey, he was a UFC champion. He didn't defend his title every month. He didn't defend his title every week.
And to play devil's advocate a little bit, who is there to get payback on him at the current time? Goldberg's not there.
Mm-hmm.
So no, Goldberg took his massive payday and left.
I would say if you have anyone to face Brock Lesnar next as a challenger, it would probably be Roman Reigns.
I disagree with that.
I go with Braun Strowman.
I also would.
They're building up Braun for that spot. You can just tell by the way he's killing somebody every week.
That would be, you know what, though? That would be good, too, and he would be a heck of a Universal Champion. He would be unstoppable.
I think that's the problem too, is they don't want another unstoppable champion, because then who do you have face Braun Strowman? Do you have Goldberg come back to beat
Kalisto.
Strowman to have Do you have Goldberg come back to beat Strowman? Do you have Lesnar, you know, come back after that to beat Goldberg?
Yep. Roman Reigns comes and looks strong and beats Strowman.
Exactly. So it's a matter of getting it back onto somebody who's believable, and I hate to say it, but it's probably gonna be Roman Reigns after Strowman beats down Brock Lesnar and doesn't win. So when Reigns comes back full health, you know, from the beatdown from Strowman, he gets his revenge by beating the guy Strowman couldn't beat, Brock Lesnar.
Exactly.
So it makes sense. It's sad, but it makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts for us, Jordan?
What's that?
Any other thoughts for us?
Yeah, you know, I was watching Impact Wrestling. How about the main event for the World Tag Team titles the other night. That was pretty good. LAX retaining their titles.
I haven't seen this week's episode yet because my cable box did not reset it quick enough yesterday when I was watching television. I did catch up on the previous weeks, and well, I hate when they did a complete reset, because I hate when anyone does a complete reset and then announces they're doing a complete reset. And I hate the fact the biggest feud on the show is between two announcers. Other than that, they're doing good with bringing in some of the talent that they had lost, some of the talent we hadn't seen in a while, everybody who's working with Jarrett and GWF, and they're putting on some good TV while incorporating the guys they were still pushing. I mean, most people don't know this because they haven't seen him since he was doing the whole thing with Trump and Vince and everything. Bobby Lashley has become one hell of a heel. He's a great champion there. And he does a great job, and it's a shame that more people don't see that, because he's really changed from what he was when he looked just like Wayne Brady.
Yeah, he's unstoppable. I would like to see him and what's his name there, Moose from the NFL fight each other.
And that's a possibility at some point, because they are very high on Moose as well.
Yeah. And JB, of course, punching Josh Matthews in the face. That was great.
Well, you know, we're always a big fan of JB, so.
Yeah.
Oh, I love JB. JB's the man.
I love JB, and I love having JB back on my TV all the time. Yeah. JB shouldn't be the lead guy in the biggest feud on TV, though.
No. And Josh is just an annoying heel announcer. It's like Michael Cole when Michael Cole was a heel in WWE. It's like the same exact thing.
A period of time I think we'd all like to forget about.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, I hated Cole as a heel.
All right, Jordan, thank you very much for the call, man.
Thank you, guys, for talking to me.
All right. Before we move on to our next subject, I believe Eric has a very important list for us. We'll stop breaking WWE's balls. Ha, 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 pun intended. Eric has the 10 worst...
In the words of Chris Jericho, WWE, you did make the list, and that list is 10 horrible pay-per-view names with two additions. Starting at number 10, One Night Stand, which later turned into Extreme Rules. One Night Stand was just such a weird pay-per-view name. And I mean, I get the idea behind it. Oh, it's our one time in, you know, Philadelphia, old ECW arena, but then they did it again.
Well, like, you know, just like John Cena versus The Rock was once in a lifetime.
Right? Once,
yeah.
Twice,
thrice,
three times.
Thrice in a lifetime.
Number 9, The Bash. Taken from WCW's former Great American Bash, turned into The Bash. Cause,
they took it from The Bash at the Beach.
True. Well, that's true. It could have been.
Ooh, it could have been either one.
Could have been. But either way, The Bash.
Schrodinger's Bash.
It just seems so lazy. Number 8, taking a gimmick, turning it into a pay-per-view name, and then making it a joke. Tables, ladders, and chairs. And stairs. Number 7, Global Warming. Really? Really? Really.
That pay-per-view doesn't exist. I deny it.
2002. It happened. 2002. Taboo Tuesdays at number 6. Number 5, December to Dismember. Number 4, Over the Limit. Number 3, Capital Punishment. CAPITOL.
I bet they're in Washington.
I bet they were in Washington.
Sounds like a Verizon Center pay-per-view to me.
Number 2, already mentioned, This Tuesday in Texas. And number 1, In Your House, Beware of Dogs.
Yeah.
With the bonus from DC, Roadblock, End of the Line.
Yeah, it was bad enough when it was Roadblock and we had to have the stupid race car sound effects for everything, but then they added End of the Line to it, and it's just...
Well, Fastlane's a terrible name, too.
Yeah.
They just have terrible names all around right now.
And lastly, Great Balls of Fire, you just made the list.
Oh, yeah, Great Balls of Fire. You may go down as the worst name pay-per-view of all time.
Yeah, it's awful.
But we do have an event coming up tomorrow. We do have Payback. Let's talk a little bit about the card. There's some matches on here, again, look really good. Just for some reason, WWE in this post-WrestleMania slump, they haven't done the best job of building these matches up. I will say this. There's a bunch of matches I'm really looking forward to seeing again. I can't wait to see Austin Aries Neville again.
Seth Rollins, Samoa Joe stands out for me. That's
great.
A big one.
Chris Jericho, Kevin Owens again.
And the winner goes to SmackDown match?
Winner goes to SmackDown. I'm looking forward to that as well. I mean, I'll even say this. I actually enjoyed the last Roman Reigns Braun Strowman match.
Yeah.
So I don't mind seeing that match again.
I'm still shocked that we have Enzo and Cass against Gallows and Anderson on the pre-show. I mean, I just feel like it's a match that's going to do well. It breaks my heart that it's pre-show. Like,
yeah. I hate Enzo, so the less I see of him, the better.
Some other matches we do have. We get a tag team title match, Cesaro and Sheamus against the Hardys.
Who are looking a little more broken every week they come out on TV.
And there's a whole bunch of rumors about that. Maybe WWE making arrangements to
those
get
rumors
a hold
are obsolete.
Of that intellectual property. We'll see. Who knows? Can they get it from the obsolete owl? I don't know. Time will tell. We're also going to get a Raw Women's Titles match, Alexa Bliss versus Bayley. I'm never going to complain when Alexa Bliss and Bayley are on my TV. And the questionable match for the whole card, because still, nobody can explain to me what the hell it is.
It starts in a house and goes to the ring. That's all I've got.
Oh, because you know, most of these big arenas always have a house right nearby.
Yeah.
Yes, Bray Wyatt, Randy Orton, a House of Horrors match. No title on the line, because Jinder stole it. How convenient.
Way to go, Jinder. Thank you.
Is this match going to be as bad as... So, their match at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Terrible.
It was honestly, terrible. It was... I watched
it.
It
was weird. I have no idea why they were... like.
Yeah.
It was like the first time the whole thing popped up. I was like, okay, that's kind of cool. And then it just kept happening every time. It's like... All right.
I saw some amazing,
I was gonna say,
amazing illustrations.
Kudos to the internet for the one with just Triple H faces.
The win.
But yeah, so we're taking a match that really did not go well at WrestleMania. We're taking away the title match excitement for this one.
And
we're adding
a
gimmick.
Huge gimmick. Huge gimmick.
Which nobody knows. I mean, WWE on their website put a poll asking fans what they'd want to see, which translates to me is they have no idea.
Yeah.
What this match is supposed to be.
I don't know.
So I worry what we're in store for.
Your worry is well warranted.
However, those who are dedicated listeners will be happy about something I'm going to tease right now and talk about on the other side of the break. We do have something in store, and it does pertain to the SmackDown coming to on June 6th to Rochester. And after the break, I will tell you exactly what it is. Cashman told me this during the week before he left.
Here's what a tease this is. Even I don't know what this is.
Ooh.
Yeah, he gave me this.
We are doing the show right today.
Yeah.
It's like we're professionals.
Right.
We know how to tease you, to entice you to come back after the break, which
we'll
I promise
here.
You will be short. More Pain Clinic coming up next here on Fox Sports 1280. Injury. Rich Swann will not be appearing.
Oh.
We apologize.
Just so you guys know, he can't handle it.
It's that like 1980s CD player that we have here at the station. It just can't handle this.
Can't
yes. No buffering.
It.
No buffer zone on it.
Well, okay. Hey, you know what? It's live radio, people. Things like this happen.
Even Rich Swann couldn't handle the surprise.
No one's dropping F-bombs like during the draft.
It's true. It's true. Oh, God. Deion Sanders. What happened to you? He used to be cool.
Oh, man.
He loves everybody, apparently. He's becoming John Gruden.
All right. Let's get the plugs out of the way. The Pain Clinic brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. We will be out for UFC 211. May 13th, Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 Eastridge Road. You can also catch UFC at Salvatore's Saloon. But you can join us. It's a 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. There will be prizes. There will be drink specials all night long. May 13th, Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road, or Salvatore's Saloon for UFC 211. We will get back to the phones. We notice we do have a couple calls lined up. If you want to get in, 222-1280, star 1280. But before we went to the break, I am genuinely excited. Danger Boy teased something for the Rochester area.
As we know, we have SmackDown coming June 6th. SmackDown Live will be in Rochester. You'll be able to put your pretty little face on TV. There are plenty of tickets available. You can get them at Ticketmaster.com. Go down to Blue Cross Arena. Get them. Or, if you listen, through the 4 weeks of May, we will have a pair of tickets each week to give away on the air.
Wow. I'm going to be listening from my phone while I'm here. Hold on, guys. I have to take this important call.
We'll have to come up with some creative ways to give those away.
There will be a pair of
tickets each week.
The first one should be, what would you rename Great Balls of Fire?
We could do that. I don't know.
Ooh.
Maybe
we could do a meme contest and have them make logos for us.
Oh my God! Yes,
that would be terrible. We would get some great stuff.
I mean, it would be questionable. It wouldn't be PG, but it would be awesome. Let's go back to the phones real quick. Rick, what do you got for us this morning?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing just fine.
Awesome. I was just have a few things on my mind. As far as ROH is concerned, I don't know if anybody, you know, is a big fan as I am, but what's going on with Michael Elgin? And anybody, I know he wrestles a lot in Japan and things like that. I haven't seen him in ROH in about 6 months. Anybody know what's going on with him?
I don't know off the top of my head. I do know that he will be at ESW in Buffalo in the next couple months. I would have to look up the date, which I don't have a computer in front of me right now to look it up, but it was just announced he will be coming back to the Buffalo area. With ESW, I don't know what's going on. I know he does a lot of Japan stuff. He makes a lot of money over in Japan.
Okay. Let me say this, just doing some quick research here. There were rumors back in December that he was unhappy with ROH, so he actually is done with them, which would explain his absence.
And his showing up in our area, actually May 20th.
May 20th, okay.
May 20th.
A lot sooner than I thought.
Yeah, he's a good worker. But that stinks. He's, you know, not that happy with ROH, how they're packaging him and stuff like that. But he's a good worker.
I know there were also rumors, too, that he was thinking of either, I think, doing his own wrestling school or kind of starting his own smaller indie promotion. But, yeah, from all signs say he is officially done with ROH.
Okay. Are you happy with how they're I am actually ecstatic how they're packaging gender. I honestly think that he might have a shot at the title.
I love Jinder Mahal.
I have no issues with how they're doing. I don't like how abrupt it was that he just shot up and seemingly, you know, leapfrogged a whole bunch of people because they're opening up the India market more, supposedly. But what they're doing now and then having the Bollywood boys join him and possibly a couple of the developmental guys later down the line, because they're having the Bollywood boys show up at NXT shows and help these guys out as well. I like it. I like having heel factions like that. And Jinder, since he's come back, has had a new intensity that he didn't have before, and it's not just because he's really veiny.
He's in way better shape than he used to be.
Yeah, it just has that, you know, old school feel, you know, villain angle when he's, you know, driving off in the limousine and things like that. And that's just, I love
how they haven't had anybody steal a title like that in a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while since we've had a title thief. I mean, to me, I'm always for something new and something I didn't expect. But like Danger kind of said, this was so quick that I'm sorry. Like, what is your image of Jinder Mahal been up until this point?
He's teaming with Rusev.
He's never been taken seriously. Although I will say this, I'm kind of upset that he is getting this massive push, because now that we have him back and we have Drew back.
And we have Heath Slater.
And we have Heath Slater. I mean, 3MB reunion?
Only
probably not.
Only if he beats all of them up.
Only if he beats all of them up.
Also, on piggyback on the repackaging of superstars, legitimately, the Colognes come from a great family, and they're good guys. What do you think of how they're repackaging them instead of the Shining Stars?
It's a lot better than what they were doing. I mean, they don't really have a gimmick per se. They're just like going out as good wrestlers, which is what they are. So that's a bonus. Hopefully this time when they do it, instead of the 75 other times they've done it, they can actually get themselves over and be put in a spot to get over instead of still just sitting in the background, because they've done this before. Depending on, you know, they've had several different gimmicks, but they've also come out as themselves, and every time they just kind of maybe see the spotlight for a second and then just fade right back to the back.
And here's the thing that upsets me. If I look at the two tag divisions on Raw and SmackDown, I think, undisputed, SmackDown has the better tag team talent.
I can agree with that.
But Raw has the tag teams that are connecting with the audience.
Yes.
There's something not being done right with these teams on SmackDown. American Alpha, amazing tag team from NXT.
Amazing talent.
I couldn't wait for them to get called up, and they're just there. They're just kind of there.
Everyone's just
the
kind of there.
The Colognes are just kind of there. The Usos are just kind of there.
And the Usos have their gimmick now is amazing. Like, you know, they're not. When I say Us, y'all say oh. Like it's they're not there to.
I will say they did something right in giving Breezango the title shot.
That I'm excited for.
For sure.
If they let those guys actually show their personalities and everything, they will get over huge, and they will be the biggest face tag team there.
Do you think they'll ever bring Carlito back to have three colognes in there?
There was talk of it when they did the brand split originally, and I guess it didn't work out to a deal that either side really wanted. So I won't say, you know, never say never, but at any time soon, I don't see it.
And last thing, Carl Anderson, I actually seen his wife on ROH when they were in Japan. Are they ever going to show his hot Asian wife on TV?
They don't, as heels, they really have,
have
no reason to.
Have you ever seen her?
I've seen pictures, yes.
Oh, dude, she is a hot Asian.
Well, hey, at least we know he's not lying.
One other thing. Now that Alexis is on Raw, there's no chance of her coming back to SmackDown anytime soon.
Is someone disappointed? Did someone buy their SmackDown ticket too early?
Just for her. Now that she's on Raw, there's no chance of me getting in trouble in June.
Oh,
that's true.
Goodness
yeah,
gracious.
The restraining order will not be enforced because the distance between will be far too great.
Man, you guys are doing an awesome job, man. Kick ass.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Rick. We appreciate the call, as always. Now we're going to go to Pete. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning. Quick question. Is Dick Byer, a.k.a. the Destroyer, still alive?
I believe he is. I believe he still shows up at stuff in Buffalo.
I had the most bizarre encounter with him. I was coaching a USA youth wrestling team, a real wrestling team, and we went to Japan. And he was the liaison. He's the one that we were able to stay at some pretty nice places because of him. But it was just an absolute bizarre situation from start to end. It was a 10-day trip. 3 hours before we were to land in Tokyo, he went to the bathroom. And when he came out, he was wearing that hood. And he didn't take that hood off until we were 3 hours outside of Japan 10 days later. It was absolutely bizarre. He took that thing off when he went to the bathroom, and that was it. So we'd be walking down the street, and people would come up in a frenzy and hurry us into a restaurant or a bar, and the Destroyer, and it was just, it was the biggest ego trip I'd ever seen on the planet, and it was eye-opening.
Yeah,
he's still alive, 86 years old.
Yep, and he still doesn't take off the hood. He still wears it. If you see him anywhere in public, he will be wearing the hood. That's
in America?
Yep.
Yep.
I've seen him at Legends dinners and stuff like that. He will have that hood on.
Yeah. He passed out hoods for all the kids to wear. It was funny because he loved the spotlight. But if you could see, one time I saw a young girl, she must have been 13, 14 years old, admiring him from a distance, and I walked up and I said, "Would you like to meet him?" And she says, yes. And so, you know, I took her by the hand and I walked her over, and he said, "Dick." I said, "Destroyer, well, there's a fan that would like to meet you." And he says, "Oh, yeah." And so he's doing he's writing the autographs and this, that, and the other. And off she went, and he pulled me aside and says, "Don't ever do that to me ever again." I said, "What's the problem?" He says, hordes of people will come and want my autograph, which is exactly what he asks for every time he walks out Main Street Tokyo with that mask on. I could never figure the guy out. But he was a nice guy.
Yeah, he was always a nice guy whenever we met him at the Legends dinners and whatnot. But that's how wrestling was back when he was wrestling. You were a huge star. He was huge in Japan. And they recognized him by the mask. And I can tell you, he probably didn't pay for a single thing when he was in Japan because of wearing that mask.
We didn't either. We stayed at a mayor's son's house in Yokohama and were just treated so well. I mean, he was Japanese through and through, absolutely. And it was a good trip. So I hope he's doing well. He's an earshot away. He's probably listening to this show. Hello, Dick. And thanks for your time.
Well, thanks for the call, Pete. We appreciate it.
Bye now.
All right. We got, I think, one segment to go. Yeah, we got one segment
one
to go.
More.
We can do it. So Eric has teased something. Danger has teased something. Now it's my turn. When we come back, I think we'll do some rapid fire predictions for Payback tomorrow. And then we're going to give listeners a sneak peek at some of the preliminary tidbits from the script of the soon to be produced Vince McMahon story.
Oh, yeah.
My God. It's wonderful. It's great. We'll get to some of those in just a little bit. More Pain Clinic after this. Fox Sports 1280. Okay, we're gonna get going here. I gotta stop Eric from dabbing though. He's all over the place. He just can't stop.
Can't stop.
Can't stop. Won't stop.
Can't stop. Won't stop.
Pain Clinic brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, Donuts Delight, Empire at Culver. Don't forget to join us out. Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 East Ridge Road, May 13th for UFC 211. 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. There will be prizes and drink specials all night long. May 13th, Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the garage door for UFC 211. Before we get to our rapid fire predictions for Payback, let's talk about the news this week that the Vince McMahon biopic is now in the works. There is a script, or at least a preliminary script, and there are juicy, juicy tidbits that I have for you right now.
I like juicy tidbits.
Tidbit number one, Linda McMahon in the movie works at a nudie bar as a waitress.
What?
Her character is also apparently portrayed as being very sexual.
This is great.
Already it's great.
Already a win. I'm going to see it.
Changing some history a little bit, Vince's dad in the movie dies during the steroid trial. But in reality, he passed away a decade before in 1984.
Interesting.
Painting Vince as kind of a sympathetic character, I'm thinking.
I could really do without his dad dying the steroid trial.
I don't know. We'll see.
I bet he probably
the rest of this
too.
Gets better.
Oh, it gets much better. Vince's infidelity is exposed during the steroid trial, leading to him looking like a terrible person. This is the justification the movie is going to use for him to create the Mr. McMahon character, as opposed to actually using the Montreal Screwjob.
Interesting.
More revisionist history. Eric Bischoff will not be portrayed in the movie.
Oh, that's upsetting.
Jim Crockett takes over as the role of Eric Bischoff.
Okay.
And he goes to work for Ted Turner.
Okay.
The film is going to portray Jimmy Snuka as a porn star before being scouted by Vince. Andre the Giant will be the owner of a French restaurant in Montreal when he is scouted by Vince.
Anybody want a peanut?
And here is a direct quote about a scene that's in the draft from someone that has seen this thing.
Okay.
There is a scene in the most recent draft of the film where Hogan is dealing with steroid use, hurting his drive and indeed...
manhood?
His manhood. There's also a scene where a female wrestler propositions Vince. This leads to him instead deciding to tell Linda in front of this wrestler what was suggested. So instead, Linda leads Vince to the stands at Madison Square Garden to do the deed herself with her husband.
Well,
This is going to be the greatest bad
movie
ever.
I need to be in this movie.
Okay, so you want to... What role would you like in the movie? Vince McMahon, the movie. Eric Emanon gets to pick his role.
Chris Benoit.
Oh, you went there.
No, Crisp Benoit.
Oh, Crisp?
Crisp.
Crisp. Crisp. Benoit.
Crisp Benoit.
Danger Boy, you want in this movie?
I just want to see it. I want it to be made on these rumors alone and just see it.
Truthfully, I want to be a fly on the wall with my mustache. Just staring at people. Sit in with
Jimmy Snuka then.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Of course. Perfect. I fit right in.
I mean, when I first heard about the movie, I'm like, all right, it's going to be ridiculous.
Yes.
But this is beyond my wildest dreams.
I swear I hope this is like kayfabe news coming out with this stuff.
As best I can tell, not. There's even a link to the actual script. So
wow.
Hey.
Fan fiction, hopefully not.
Yeah. Fan fiction Vince McMahon.
Oh.
Brought to you by Brazzers. Okay. We're almost out of time here. I see a doctor who practices love in the other room, so that means our time here is almost up. So let's do some rapid fire predictions. We got the panel here. Let's talk about payback tomorrow. Start with the kickoff pre-show. You got Enzo and Big Cass versus the club, Luke Gallows, Carl Anderson. Danger, who are you going with?
Enzo and Cass, just because.
Even despite his hatred of Enzo.
I have to agree. Enzo Cass.
Well, you know what? Screw it. I'll be the contrarian. I'll go with Gallows and Anderson. Roman Reigns, Braun Strowman. My gut tells me they need to let Braun win. Let him continue to be a monster.
Which means they'll go with Reigns.
Which means they'll go with Reigns.
Yeah, I think Braun Strowman. Like I said, I think they're going to play the injury off. I think that he's going to go in there in a weakened state as Roman Reigns. Strowman over.
We could hope. I mean, the guy can not only tip an ambulance, but hold it from falling over once it reaches its tipping point.
Yes.
With his fingertips.
With his fingertips.
Good for him.
He can Spider-Man. Also throw a dumpster 3 inches off the ground.
Good for him.
Yeah, I was going to say the New Age Outlaws did that spot better.
Impressive.
Much better. Seth Rollins, Samoa Joe. Probably one of the best matches on the card. I'm torn on this one. I feel like Joe needs a win more than Rollins.
Heart says Seth. Brain says Joe. I'm going Samoa Joe.
I'm going with Joe with some help.
Okay.
I don't know who.
But he'll have some help.
Yeah.
I'm with it. Tag team title match, the Hardys versus Cesaro Sheamus.
Cesaro and Sheamus.
Cesaro Sheamus take the titles back?
I'm going broken.
Oh. Will we see some broken brilliance finally?
Hopefully.
Maybe.
Vanguard 1.
That interference from Vanguard 1. I could only dream. Senior Benjamin.
The boat comes in to break up the pinfall.
Dilapidated boat.
King Maxwell comes in and hits him with an extraordinary xylophone.
I hope so.
Austin Aries Neville for the Cruiserweight title. I actually like what Neville's doing.
My wallet says Austin Aries because I have him fantasy.
Oh, well, I'm not going to argue with you there.
I'm going to have to go with Neville.
All right, we'll see what happens. Then we have the United States Championship match. Also, winner goes to SmackDown match. Chris Jericho versus the new face of America, Kevin Owens.
Kevin Owens.
Yeah, KO.
Real quick, while we're talking about this match, the sudden character shift with Kevin Owens, rumor is that this is all being driven by Vince because Vince does not like the shape that Kevin Owens is in.
I'm not shocked about that.
I'm not shocked either, but is Vince ever going to reach the point where he'll just take for the fact, like Kevin Owens made himself by being who he's been portraying himself as.
Absolutely. And his shape.
Why can't you just let it be?
His shape doesn't change his athletic ability.
No.
The guy can move like a luchador.
You think he would have learned
amazing.
His lesson when he did the same thing with Mick Foley and Mick Foley got himself over.
Yeah.
I mean, Kevin Owens is in better athletic shape than Mick Foley was.
And he moved 1,000 times better.
Yeah.
Also, he has both of his ears.
That's also true.
That's true.
And currently both his hips work.
That is true.
These and are his.
Yeah.
Oh. Get well, Mick Foley. Raw women's title match, Alexa Bliss versus Bayley.
I'm going to go with Bayley, but I really want Bliss to win it.
Yeah, Alexa Bliss.
Is this
selfish.
Your heart telling you one and then something else telling you another?
My heart's going both ways on that one. My heart's going both ways. My brain's going.
Heart's going both ways.
Yep.
We shall see. I wouldn't mind Alexa Bliss winning either, but I think Bayley's going to retain here.
Oh.
And then the questionable match, let's do who do you think is going to win and what do you think the most ridiculous thing is we're going to see in the House of Horrors match between Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton?
I think Randy will win. I think the fans will lose.
Yeah.
And Sister Abigail?
I think the house will be on fire when they're in it.
I hope so.
That will be the ridiculousness. It'll be... The house is on. They'll fight in a house on fire, and he'll be walking through like doors that are burning to try to find Bray.
It could be. I'm with you though. I think Sister Abigail maybe.
She has a show up. Like I was expecting it at Mania with all like the things dropping from the sky, and I'm like, oh, this could be you know perfect for Sister Abigail to show up, but nothing.
And again, as it was announced, the match will start in the House of Horrors, and then somehow. Magically end in the ring.
You're telling me the Hardys could teleport and Bray Wyatt can't?
All I'm saying is, as far as I know, he doesn't have Vanguard 1.
That's true.
Nor is he contacted by the seven deities.
Nor does he have a lake of reincarnation. I don't know. But I agree with both of you on some things.
Plot twist. Matt Hardy is Sister Abigail.
Oh, my God.
And Bray Wyatt is now deleted. Randy Orton is obsolete.
Oh, my God. Hey, I'm down. I'm down with all of it, and I agree with Danger. The real loser here is going to be the fans because I have.
And we're going to sit here and watch this too.
Expectations for this. Oh yeah, because we're fans. Because we're there with them for the good times, and we're there with them for the bad times. Because just like being a face or a heel in wrestling, being a heel is way more fun.
Oh, true.
Being able to crap on the product is way more fun than giving them praise for something they did right. I don't know what it is.
I hope they surprise me.
Yes. As always, we want WWE to surprise us, but, you know, track record. We're set kind of low. We're setting the bar low. Danger Boy, thank you for finally making it back. Eric, thank you for being here. Nice mustache.
Thank you.
Keep up the dabbing.
Thank you.
We will see you next week. More Pain Clinic here on Fox Sports 1280.